What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
But I brought in the expert himself. Mark Cox is here.
Well, thank you, Ryan. I appreciate the invitation.
Because most of the information that I'm finding out about what is happening in the Missouri legislature, which is crazy contentious right now. I've never seen it this contentious before, at least openly. Maybe behind closed doors this stuff happens, but I've never seen it this much drama in the Missouri legislature all at once. And you and other people, you know, around here are much more well-versed in and know these people. So explain to me, I want to know the timeline for somebody who's kind of catching up, because that's me. When the Missouri Freedom Caucus started, that's kind of when all of this started to blow up, right?
Yeah, well, they originally called themselves the Conservative Caucus, right down in Jeff City.
Okay, okay.
And they did things like push for conservative causes, things that were important for conservatives, you know, including the trigger law, for example. That was pushed by Senator Andrew Koenig. He was a member of the Conservative Caucus, which triggered the ban on abortion once Roe v. Wade got overturned. I mean, they are the people who, in my opinion, have gone to Jefferson City and done what they promised their constituents they would do. They don't generally go to Jefferson City and get distracted because certain lobbying groups want them to make it sound good, but in the end of the game, not pass important legislation. Mm-hmm. That happens a lot in Jefferson City. And then last year, they announced near the end of session that they were disbanding the Conservative Caucus. And they gave the impression of it being a kinder, gentler approach to legislating. And a lot of people thought it was they're just doing this because here's what happens. There's a supermajority of Democrats in Illinois, right? Mm-hmm. They pretty much do what they want.
Yes.
We have a supermajority of Republicans. One of your fellow Illinoisans said to me the other day to stop showing off my conservative state privilege by pointing that out. but it's not, because it's dysfunctional, right?
Yes.
Just like in Washington, D.C., there are people who run on a conservative platform, and then they govern with the go-along, to get-along crowd once they get to Washington, D.C. It's the same problem we have in Jeff City.
Yeah.
You've got people and from all over the state, it's not just the greater St. Louis region, who say one thing, and then they get to Jeff City and they vote with the swamp. Initiative petition reform has been the big issue here, right? So last year, they promised they would get it done. I had Caleb Rowden, the Senate leader, on my show a year ago talking about it.
Let me stop right there, because I want to know who – I hear a lot of names. I want to know who the key players are in this moment in both the Freedom Caucus and who are fighting against them.
Okay. So that would be Senator Bill Eigel, Senator Rick Bratton, Senator Andrew Koenig.
These are in the Freedom Caucus.
These are the Freedom the new Missouri Freedom Caucus, which it really was only formed and announced a couple of weeks ago. But it's an offshoot of the Freedom Caucus in the House of Representatives in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
They decided to set up a group in each state around the country, and so far I think they have 11 or 12 of these set up. So those are some of the key players who have been involved in this on the Freedom Caucus side, versus leadership in the Senate in Missouri,
which is Republican.
Caleb Rowden, mm-hmm. right, who's the Senate leader, and Senator Cindy O'Loughlin, who is the floor leader in the Senate.
Okay. And is the key issue this initiative petition reform?
It should be, mm-hmm. right? And you know, I think they've got some other key issues like vouchers for education and giving people more educational freedom. But IP is the big one, because here's what we know. In the state of Missouri, you can amend the Constitution with a simple majority. I don't know what that's like in Illinois.
I can tell you that the General Assembly has to vote on it first, then send it to voters. So it's very difficult.
Well, but it's in Illinois. In Missouri, the legislature can do that. They can put an issue on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
But the people can also put an issue on the ballot if they collect, I think it's 175,000 signatures before the deadline, which is usually March or April of an election year. The difficulty with it is it used to not be a problem. It's the way the system was set up originally in the Constitution. This is how it spells it out. If you're going to amend the Constitution, this is what you have to do. Somewhere along the line, a couple years ago, outside interests realized by throwing enough money at it, you could buy your way onto the ballot. So you just spend millions of dollars to hire people at $20 an hour to stand on a street corner and collect signatures until you have the number of signatures you need plus some. In case there are some that get thrown out, you still have a comfortable pad there. So your initiative gets on the ballot. You can buy your initiative onto the ballot. It's a problem. And then if you don't have any organized opposition, you spend millions more, and this is out money from outside of the state of Missouri, spent in the state of Missouri to pass bills into the Missouri Constitution that become part of the Constitution, the state.
Ultimately,
right?
What you're saying is that outside interests outside of Missouri can ultimately spend their way into the Missouri Constitution.
Yes.
Which is a big deal.
I know. So now they want to put abortion in there. Now mm-hmm. they've got an abortion initiative petition funded out of the anger of Roe v. Wade being overturned that is going to make it okay, legal, that no law can be passed by the legislature overriding this constitutional right to end the life of your child. I oppose abortion. But it's not just the abortion issue. The marijuana issue, for example, they bought their way onto the ballot.
Yep.
They spent millions of dollars in slickly produced ads that in many ways were very deceptive, because this was a 200-page addition. Like, the bill was it was hundreds of pages long. Nobody knew what all was in there. It basically benefited the marijuana industry, and they funded it, right?
Yeah.
And the poor old sucker on the street that just wants the right to smoke a joint had no idea. All they cared about was that pot was going to be legal.
Yeah, they don't care about how that happens.
And they don't care about the medical costs or any of that that goes along with it. So suddenly they bought their way onto the ballot, and with enough slickly produced ads to make it seem like it was a positive thing and no organized opposition, it became law.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.